All right, welcome back to Randy Plays Games, and this week we have a little something different for you. Actually, next few weeks, in that I am actually playing a game instead of running a game this time.
Whoa. Oh, so you're going to see us what you're going to show us what you're made of.
That's right. I'm going to show you guys how to play.
Yeah, right. You're finally going to make the title of this podcast
actually play the game. Yes.
And so is a special Halloween month episode. And so we brought in our friend and guest DM, Sam.
Hi.
And he's going to be running Ravenloft for us. So, Sam, take it away.
So we are running Ravenloft. That is not the second edition campaign setting, but I-6, the original module that came out in 1983. Ooh. And I have mine right here. The staples are rusty. Anyway, so this is a gothic horror scenario. It's set in somewhere in Transylvania with someone who looks a lot like Count Dracula. And the way that I always frame this when I run it is we're not in Greyhawk, we're not in Kryn, we're in a world that is a very obvious analog of Renaissance Europe. So there is, you know, Central Europe, all Germanic dukes fighting it out. There's England, there's Spain, there is an Italy, and there is a Holy Church that overlooks all of the continent. And our players here tonight are members of the Ignis Arcanis, or the Secret Flame, which is a top secret part of the Inquisition that goes out and fights supernatural things. And
in retrospect, we're a bunch of dicks.
Well, you know.
Hey, there are vampires and werewolves.
In this world, when you burn a witch, she's probably a witch.
Actually a witch, yeah. Yes. Fair enough.
Man, so racist. We do ask if they're a good witch or a bad witch before we burn
at least once. So, and yeah, that's it. We've converted all over to 5th edition. Do you want to go around the table and talk about who we are? I can tell you the backgrounds that I had in my head, or
oh no, I'll
can riff.
We can start at each person, and then you can make fill in the details.
Sure. All right. So I am Simon Remigius Hellstrom. I am a grim, dour ranger cleric fighter who bears a slight resemblance to Solomon Kane. He has a magical rapier named Grey Talon and a pair of pistols that he'll be using quite often to burn the wicked undead from the planet.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
And I am... how you say, Giordano, I'm a deacon in the Holy Roman the church, and I have aspirations. I'm a small boy, I want to be big boy someday and tell people, no, you can't do that. My friends call me Gili, and I have marvelous faith, but in myself, not in the higher God. That's just for granted. Okay, bye.
Hey, a genie! It's a me, Maximilian.
Are you done jumping on the tortoises and what now?
I'm Maximilian Stark. I'm a huge, gruff, jovial German Lanzknecht, and dying upon the battlefield, I saw an angel, and I had a conversion. So now I protect the innocent and fight for the Holy Church.
I am Cornelius Orn. I am a warlock, and I don't want to be here at all.
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
I wasn't even supposed to come into work today.
Hell is involved.
I sold my soul to a Duke of Hell, and I was trying to, you know, be like, you know, part of Hell's Army, do the Hell thing. It's kind of cool. Join a metal band. It was all good. And unfortunately, the Inquisition caught me and made me give up the rest of my members of the coven, which I was like, hey, brother, no worries. Just whatever you want.
They showed you a hot book. You're like, oh, let me tell you.
One second. There is no need for torture, my friends. It was him, and him.
I'm literally already going to the place reserved for traitors anyway.
Yes. We're very practical in my coven.
So basically the deal was, I thought that was the whole deal, but no, they put this spell on me so I can't fuck anybody over, basically. And now I gotta go hook up with these losers and go, I don't know, to Pennsylvania and hunt a vampire.
I think he's celibate, too.
That's supposed to be my accent, vampire. We're going to have another horrible accent, so get ready for it.
Yay!
Awesome.
What do you mean horrible?
I mean perfect and accurate accent.
Okay.
My name is Sasha Travanoska. I am human, and I am a...
Wait, you are human?
I'm human.
That is... I love you, I'm pasta.
I am an assassin, and... I was rescued from horrible place by priest and found a degree of faith. Now I serve with the, whatever we call the secret,
Ignis Arcana.
Yes, whatever. I don't speak English very well.
Or Latin.
Or anything, for that matter. Actually, this is not accent. My native language is English.
It's just a speech impediment.
It's just a speech impediment.
They all sound like that in her neighborhood.
And I don't ever use article.
So let me get this straight. All these losers hit rock bottom, found Jesus, and now they won't shut up about him? Gee, this is going to be fun.
No, I found Jesus and started shooting things.
Okay, maybe you're not all
that. Isn't that what most people do?
Yeah.
Oh, like in Texas.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Well, Texas expansion has not come out yet.
All right. So to set the scene... The secret flame was rooting around in various parts of Slavia, and you were hunting down a family of werewolves. When, in the midst of your ongoing quest, when someone approached you when you were in a town and delivered you a letter.
Oh,
yes, and here it is to whoever wants to read it.
Who's the ostensible leader of our group? Is that Randy?
I just made myself leader of this group.
He just grabbed it. You're just closest to Sam.
Fine, do what you want. I'm the one who reads all the languages, but whatever.
Yes, you read this.
Damn it, I didn't mean I actually wanted to read it.
I will read it if you want.
Oh, I see, because there are font difficulties.
Yes. Well, it is in like some kind of Germanic, Slavic something.
It's
font.
In Comic Sans, not in
Hail to thee of might and valor. I, a lowly servant of the township of Barovia, send honor to thee. Yeah, get to the point, buddy. We plead for thy desperately needed assistance within our community. The love of my life... Freena?
Irena.
Betsy. Just say Irena. Has been afflicted by an evil so deadly that even the good people of our town cannot protect her. She languishes from her wound, and I would have her saved from this menace. There is much wealth in this community. I offer all that might be had to thee and thy fellows if thou shalt answer my desperate plea. Come quickly, for a time is at hand. All that I have shall be thine. And it is signed...
Bob.
Yeah. Signed, yeah. Now, Kolyan Inder... What is it signed by?
Inderovich.
Yes, what he said. Burgomaster.
You know what? Burgomaster.
I mean, this...
Burgomaster.
I'm sure she's really nice, and they said something about much wealth, so I'm in.
I think it was too graphic to say that she was languishing from her wound. It's too pornographic. Oh, I don't want to go.
God's sakes, priest, give it a rest.
If someone is in trouble, I will go help.
You actually recognize the name Barovia.
Okay.
From various books you've read about bad undead things. And okay. That's supposed to be a really, really, really nasty place.
We should definitely go there.
Sounds like plan.
Sounds like a wonderful opportunity to go kill two things.
I've been wanting to go to Barovia for some time now.
Wait, what is it about Barovia you know there, buddy?
It's a rich hunting ground.
Oh, you mean, and focus on the rich part of that statement.
If you like.
Okay, I'm in. Let's do this.
If I get to kill something, I will be happy.
Do they have truffles there? I love truffles.
So we're going to jump a little back and forth with chronology. So we're going to come to the present right now.
Okay.
The five of you are sitting in a big horse-drawn carriage. And you are bouncing your way along hideous mountain roads, and it is the dead of night. And finally, you know, after really beginning to fear for your safety, you hear the wheels of the carriage. They go from rocky roads onto something wooden, like a bridge, and then everything levels off, and then finally it's the carriage stops, and the little door kind of jars itself open.
All right. I close the Book of Holiness that I was reading inspiring stories from.
I turn off DVD of Toy Story 3.
I was watching that.
I make disparaging comment about my view of the future and how much better the Metro Rail will be once it comes here.
And looking around, you see that you are in a castle courtyard. It is the dead of night and there is a mist hanging over everything. And overhead you can see no stars. Because it's all dark clouds, and there are flashes of lightning off in the distance here and there.
It's everything I hoped it would be.
This is so goth I could puke.
I go ahead and cast
thick,
the light.
Cold fog swirls around the darkened courtyard. Sporadic flashes of lightning lance the angry clouds overhead. And thunder, you can hear the echo of thunder. A light drizzle begins to fall.
I yell out, "Blue girl!"
And before you, you can see a massive castle. Ancient. With three huge towers rising up above.
Someone's compensating for something.
There is a main gate.
Have one large penis.
There is a main gate out of which is shining a dim light. And up in this tower right here, there's a window where there's another flickering light. But otherwise, the place is bathed in darkness. And it is very, very quiet.
All big right. Castle. Very scary. You go first.
All right. I will stride up to the front door.
Okay. I need everyone. So as you tumble out, there's one thing you notice.
Okay.
The coachman.
I was about to ask.
Who was there, who gestured you to get into the thing.
Uh-huh.
He's not there anymore.
Whoa. You have to go pee-pee.
I have met this fucker. I should have killed him.
There's no one in this coach or in this courtyard except you guys.
Well, he was in a hurry to get out of here.
Distant rumble, thunder, thunder, thunder.
All right, let's go up to the door.
Let's.
Now I need everybody to make me a perception check.
All right.
Next to your perception skill, the skills are in alphabetical order. There is a little number plus something.
It'll be right down there next to your wisdom.
Plus yep. Near your you, wisdom. Roll a d20.
I rolled a 24. Is that okay?
Roll a d20 and add that number, and then tell me what you get.
I got
so the number next to wisdom?
No.
No. In your ability scores, there's a perception. Okay. Yeah, the skills.
I got 16.
What's that say?
Okay.
It's 11. So
11 13.
I got 24.
8 it's and okay. 7 over here in the Holy Quadrant.
All right. You hear it first. As you're looking around, making sure that there's nobody lurking in the shadows or anything, you think you hear music.
Guys, any of you playing violin or organ?
It's actually a pipe organ.
Of course.
Big shocker.
I recognize it. This is Bach.
Is it playing Heart and Soul?
It is playing Toccata and Fugue in Heart and Soul.
Yes. So... All right.
Does anyone hear music?
I hear music. Am I the only one?
Did we actually hear it with the 7 and 8?
Once he mentions
we
it,
do all hear
you're
it.
Like, oh wait, yeah, there is something.
That's okay.
Now that's what they call Baroque Part 12.
If it ain't Baroque.
With my badass night vision, do I see anything around here that might be that everybody else doesn't notice?
Yes, in fact, you do.
I did something useful.
Yay!
Unlike our last campaign,
where you played yourself.
Yes, exactly.
So to your dark hell augmented eyes, it is as bright as noonday, and so looking around, you can see that basically the castle courtyard. It looks like the castle's right in front of you. It has walls that go out to the side to the big, big walls. And there are other gates that all look sealed. There's some outbuildings that really look like they're falling apart. And when you look up at the castle, you can see on the battlements, and there are towers at the corners, on the battlements, there are dark figures standing there. And they're not moving.
Like gargoyles?
Like people who look like they've been propped up.
Oh, okay.
They're probably fine.
I don't want to scare you guys, but there's a bunch of people up there look like they're just kind of frozen staring down at us.
My grandmother was like that in Slavia forever. Ever since I was born. She's fine.
Your grandmother is corpse.
No, she's fine.
Funny thing.
All right.
So I guess do we knock on the door or just open
let's
it?
Let's go up to the castle.
The door is standing open.
Well, then we don't need enough.
Nice big door. Heavy wood, very thick. Gorgeous carvings.
You don't see doors like this anymore. It's nice.
They just don't make them like they used to.
Not outside Moria. Yeah.
I have to post this to Pinterest.
So I need to carve something.
Cool doors. Dream house.
So you walk up, and you can see at the gates, I mean, it's a good, you know, cathedral-sized, big door.
Mm-hmm.
There's a huge set of doors that are standing open. They open inward. There's a room beyond, like an entryway, that is just gorgeous. All carved, beautiful. You know, in the corners are penitent hooded figures. And way up at the top, looking down from all four corners of the room, are these massive, they look like they're made of iron, statues of dragons. who are hanging on to the top of little, you know, faux pillars and glaring down into the room. And there are two torches, one on either wall, that are lighting the place. And then about 20 feet in, there's another inner door to match. It is also standing open. And beyond that is what looks to be some kind of cavernous space that looks like, okay, clearly, you know, entry room of the castle. You can see hints of pillars and whatnot, but there's no torches in there.
And there's nobody that we see.
You do not see a soul. You do, however, quite clearly hear the organ music. It's coming from inside.
And I can't see any more details than these guys?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, you can totally see. what you can see...
Improvision is fun, isn't it?
Yes. You can see that there's a big room. It looks like it's probably octagonal. And across from these doors, there's another set of doors, which are closed. And then to one side, well, to on either side of those doors on the walls that come in, lots of carvings, amazing carvings. And then way up at the top, there is a ring of leering gargoyles looking down into the room. You'll have to go further in before you can really see what's to either side. Because from where you're standing right now, you know, you don't have much of an angle.
And then popping up these castles all over Transylvania. Yeah, the outside and the entry hall is impressive, but past that, it's all IKEA, I'm telling you.
There goes neighborhood.
For backyards.
Can our thief maybe check for traps on the entranceway before we go in or something like that?
Can I do?
Something you can do.
Something I can do.
If you would like.
Sure. Well, that doesn't use it up or anything, does it?
No. Oh, God, no. Okay, here's how it works. To check for traps is perception. Mm-hmm. And so that lets you know if a trap is there. To disarm the trap, that's investigation. That's mm-hmm. figuring out how it works and whatnot. You should okay. be pretty good at both of those.
I am pretty good.
Okay.
Plus 5 per step. Not very good. Well...
Let's hope they didn't blow their...
I'm finding traps, but not rolling down.
Let's not
hope
today.
Didn't, hope they didn't blow their wad like in the entryway to their castle.
There's not a tripwire. Hey.
Okay. Shall I...
You don't think there's a tripwire.
...investigate further?
If you had found something you thought might be a trap, then you would investigate it.
Okay.
I'm going to cast Sacred Flame, because I don't remember what it does, so I want to see what it does.
it's an offensive character.
Yeah, you know, Sacred, you would be magic missling the darkness.
Yes.
That's fine.
For fun! Be and profit.
Just randomly firing.
You're basically walking into somebody's living room and shooting off an automatic weapon.
And...
Joe's from Texas, so...
That's true. Come on!
All right. So you let go a little sacred flame, and it lights the chambers up, and the leering faces of the dragons, you know, shine for a moment. And you can see that, yeah, there's a huge chamber in the middle.
Oh, boy, I feel like I can get used to this place.
And are you going to proceed inside?
Yes, I'm going to go ahead and cast light on my rapier.
Oh, good job. So, so
your sword is a little rapey.
All right.
I was waiting for
it's actually rapier. It's just rapier than you.
But it's not the rapiest.
No.
So you make your way into the central chamber, and it is gorgeous. There are all of these, you know, faux columns in the walls, carved with ivy. There are faces everywhere, a leering ring of gargoyles, and overhead there's a kind of a basically a gothically domed vault over your head, covered in frescoes, many of which are cracked and molding, and there are cobwebs everywhere, and it looks like this place is centuries old. Mm. And there's dust on the floor. Looking at dead ahead of you, there is another huge set of double doors that are closed. To your left, basically, it's an octagonal room, so there's four sides.
Mm-hmm.
On the left side of the room, there is a staircase rising into shadow. On the right side, there is a wide, like 20-foot wide hallway that goes in a little ways with more decorations and everything. And looking at it, it looks like a little ways in there are some alcoves that go off of it. But the one thing you do notice is that right as you're looking at it, there is like a pool of light going into the hallway. Like around the corner, there's a door open.
Okay.
And that is clearly where the music is.
That's
from.
The suggestion I was going to make is that we investigate
find the music. Yeah. Yep. All right. Let's go that way.
All right.
Because you can't fight the music.
What is this capitalist music coming from other room? We don't have music in Slovia.
What is capitalism?
So
never mind.
As you move in, I'm keeping track of what's called your passive perception, just to make sure nothing gets the jump on you. Taking it all in, and you actually have the best one.
Okay.
You're really good at that.
Yeah.
Notice things.
You're really perceptive.
You go down this hallway. There are tapestries hanging there that look very threadbare, and it's actually hard to even see what they are. They're so dusty. But you go in a little ways. There, on your left side, there is a narrow little alcove that looks like it leads to a spiral staircase. And there's another alcove that has a grim suit of armor standing in it, mm-hmm. silently looking over everything. And then opposite that, there is a big double door leading into a huge room.
Okay.
And when you come around the corner, this is pretty much what we've got. You see a magnificent ballroom, brilliantly lit by three massive crystal chandeliers. There are pillars of stone standing against the dull white marble walls supporting the ceiling. In the center of the room, there is a long, heavy table covered with a fine white satin cloth, and on top of that table is food of all descriptions. Silver platters, bowls, plates, everything.
Silver, really?
Oh, yeah. Silver, really.
Is there borscht?
Yes, there is borscht.
No, there is not borscht, because it is not a peasant's hovel.
There's roast beast, there's fish, there's all kinds of stuff. It smells amazing.
Someone with a house cup.
There are great mirrors hanging on the walls.
Kinky.
And then way...
I like to watch myself while I eat.
At the far end
this
of the room...
This place reminds me of Vienna. Oh, Bing.
At the far end of the room, there is a great pipe organ, whose arms are... Or the edges of it, rather, are carved to look like dragons.
Oh, my God, it's got arms!
No, the edges of it come up and look like dragons, and there is a figure seated at it, playing very animatedly.
And hello, Vigates!
His back is to you.
Can we clap slowly at him?
And actually, as you come around, before you speak, it stops.
Oh.
And you see a person who looks to be wearing a very dark and high-collared cloak and some kind of dark garment.
That's the person who's playing.
Yes.
Hey, do you know Benny and the Jets? That's a favorite.
And he... He rises from the bench, his back to you.
Do you know any answers on the boy bomb?
Fields of the Nephilim.
You can ask about Kraftwerk later. I want to know.
He only knows Autobahn. And he says, hail to thee of might and valor. Welcome to my house.
And he
turns. And you see a very tall man who is brutally handsome. There is something cruel about his features, but he also looks really good. He's about 6'3", very broad shoulders. He's dressed like a duke. And there is something, yeah, his face is deeply lined, and he looks right into your very souls as he takes you in. And he says, so why have you come to my house?
It's in the middle.
Randy nervously unfurls the
You are the Burgermeister?
And actually, no, this is one of those points where we need to kind of jump back and forth.
Okay, all right.
Other things that happened in the In Medias Res part.
Yes?
You went to the village.
Oh, okay.
And you found out that the Burgermeister was dead.
Oh, okay.
And that Irina Kolyana, the girl who was languishing under the wound,
yes,
had been taken in the night by hideous creatures.
Okay.
And the entire town was full of people who were basically waiting to die, living in utter fear and dread of the devil on the mountain.
This being the devil on the mountain?
He's the one who lives up in the castle.
All right.
This is the only one. They would not say his name. And so, you
come on. Did they mention whether he's strikingly handsome or not?
So, you have come here ostensibly to rescue Irina Kolyana. So,
bring forth Irina and you will have no further problems with us.
We are not going to eat?
Ah, you think you have come to save Irina Kolyana.
Actually, I came here to murder the undead, but I don't see any yet.
I came here to chew bubblegum and murder. And guess what?
No, you still have another couple steps.
I salute your spirit. I salute your spirit. Shall I tell you why you have come here? You have come because you were sent for by me. For too long I have heard whispers of this secret fire. I would see its strength, and I would know what it is capable of.
Who are you to question the secret fire?
I am Strahd von Starovich. And Barovia is my domain. And there is a huge peal of thunder outside.
Corny, but effective.
I believe we're called Secret Flame.
Never heard of you.
Yeah, Strahdy baby, look. Okay, here's the thing. Okay, like, I'm the deacon, right? You know, that's the thing. In the religious places. And so here's what I'm thinking.
You have more accents, you know, than Keanu Reeves in a single performance.
They make lots of money, right? The church, you know, like all the poor people and all the things. You guys make all the blood. Right? What if we get together and we make the bloods and we make the monies? I'm talking like a super pack, maybe.
There's no response to it.
Okay, you're not forward thinking, but at some point.
I think he's looking for more something along the lines of Flame of Odin, the doctor shall not avail you!
So, this is what they have sent. You are the best that the Holy Church can.
So, Sam, do I know what this guy is at this point?
Oh, go ahead and make me an Arcana roll. All
right, I do have Favorite Enemy Undead, so I guess I have advantage on this.
You do have advantage.
All right, so...
That means he gets to roll two dice and pick the best one.
And I rolled 10 twice, oh, so well, 14.
Right, he's definitely a vampire.
Okay.
Definitely a vampire.
A vampire.
You do not recognize his name.
Okay.
Sorry.
But, all right. Wait, isn't he on the cover?
he is on the cover.
That's yes. Only a model.
It's just a painting. Yeah, that's what he looks like.
Oh.
So he's probably the big bad.
Oh, he's, yeah. If there were a badder one, it'd be hard to imagine, because, wow, he looks pretty bad. So.
I'm gonna, right. Am I aware at this point of that as well? I mean, with my sight.
You are when I yell, just by vampire!
Looking at him? Okay.
Yell, foul beast!
Yeah, I'm switching out the great sword for the silver pickaxe.
Okay. I'm mage armoring myself.
Can we attack?
We want to attack?
Guys, I don't know if we can
take him.
Oh, no, here we go.
Right. But I don't like men.
You just want to draw
bully.
Down?
Sorry?
If you want to go, go.
No, I'm staying out of this.
Hey, you going to attack him?
Everyone, let's attack.
Go for it.
Let us do... Assassinate.
Yep. So, crossbow. You roll a d20, add that. And that's the AC that you hit.
Okay. Please be good. Oh, 19 plus 7 is 26.
Wow, that's okay. Good.
That's super crit.
So,
and game over.
That was
so
easy.
He basically says, you are the best that the Holy Church can stand against me. Done. And at that point, as if on cue, you raise up and shoot. The bolt hits right between the eyes. And something happens. Uh-oh. There's a weird, like, crack. And something strange happens, and then there's bang, there's a blinding white flash, and then whoosh, this gust of wind comes through the room, and the lights go out.
Fucking
and your light is all
there.
Yeah.
I can still see, though, right?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Well, that was, you know, you were momentarily disoriented.
From the flash.
Yeah, okay. The lights all went out, and now you are standing in a big, big empty room, and the table is covered in dust and cobwebs, and there's heaps of mold on each plate that used to be food a long, long, long time ago.
What was in that arrow?
And there's an echoing... You're now in silence. And then you hear outside, you can hear the rain, the torrential rain begin to pour. And then...
Doors shutting.
The distance,
doors closing.
You hear the portcullis and the drawbridge.
All right.
Yet.
Well, it looks like we're in for the long haul, boys.
And girl.
Sorry.
So we find Arena.
Well, I take back all of the bad things I said about you smelling like garlic.
So
what do I know about vampires?
Well, what do you know about vampires? Let's see.
Do I know their vulnerabilities more
clearly? Oh, yes.
Are you the chosen one?
I know that vampires suck blood.
They good to know. Good to know.
They don't like silver. They don't like holy relics.
Yep.
They don't like holy water.
They fight a lot over Bauhaus or Joy Division.
They're also terrifyingly shit-curdlingly powerful.
And they like to hold it off.
Yes. But if you play Bauhaus,
there we go.
23.
23.
Yeah.
Here's what you know about vampires. Vampires are incredibly fast and incredibly strong.
Yep.
They can overcome your will by staring at you and making eye contact.
Okay.
Their preferred method is to make you stand there and not mind while they bite you.
Yep.
Although they're strong enough that they can just grab you and bite you anyway, even if you do mind. They can turn into mist. They can summon clouds of bats. The undead tend to do their will. The thing about the stakes, this is a common misperception, a stake through the heart will not necessarily do anything to a vampire. If the vampire is dormant,
it'll keep them from rising.
I.e., laying in his thing, it will keep him from rising. So typically, you want to find out where the vampire sleeps, get him while he's asleep, then you stake him, then you whack him. If you run up to him while he's awake and you jab the stake through his chest, he'll laugh and rip your head off.
So my friend Buffy is useless.
Well,
Buffy, you can go back to California.
Those are Hollywood vampires.
Are they particularly immune to magic?
Resistant they are they're resistant to a lot of things. And actually, if you don't have a magic weapon or a silvered weapon, they're very hard to harm.
I do.
But
am I to understand I don't have a silvered weapon?
No, you have a magic one, though.
Oh, okay. So that works. Right.
Yes.
Surely I also kill vampires. All right. We all have something that can hurt vampires, right? What have you got? You got holy water.
Yeah, I got background information on him.
I literally have a silver-plated pickaxe.
Nice.
I have a collector's edition of Sisters of Mercy Floodland.
Well, that will get him distracted, but what can you kill him?
And your Eldritch is prettier than you.
I have action figure of Silver Surfer. I have two silvered short swords. That's very hard to say with this accent.
My dagger is silvered, and then I got lots of spells and shit.
I probably didn't mean to write it down. You also have four crossbow bolts with a silvered point.
Nice. Oh, good. No.
Yeah.
So can she retrieve her bolt that she fired at him? And
well, depending on the circumstances, we'll see. Yeah, okay. We'll basically make a save for each of them.
Okay.
So yes, they might be recoverable.
Of course, ours, we don't know if he's... Are we in the same room?
So I'm looking around, what? It's dark,
is
right?
Is the crossbow bolt around to be found anywhere?
Oh, that's a good... yeah.
Okay.
Looking around for a few minutes, you do find it, and it is broken. Did you shoot one of the silvered ones?
No.
And that's how the GM gently leads you.
It was the one you happened to have loaded. You didn't know it was going to be a vampire, so there you go.
Because it didn't look suspiciously like a vampire's lair at all.
So it was actually made out of candy.
So, yeah, you find the bolt and it is broken.
All right.
Insane. So we, what? You said a lot of doors are closing. Is there an open door from this room?
We have stairs, don't we?
The room that you're in, the doors are still open. It sounded like basically the big doors.
Yeah, all the
to the room with the dragons.
We are fucked in.
Yeah. you are trapped in castle.
There are no windows.
So let's do a thorough search.
In this room, there are no windows.
I would like to do a thorough search of the room. I encourage everyone else to join me.
All right.
Okay.
This is where we make the perception rolls.
All
right.
20. Oh,
no.
6.
21.
19.
9.
All right.
I got a rock.
The two of you notice, basically, when you're back by the organ and whatnot, you find...
You touched his organ.
Oh, sweaty.
You find, basically, that there's a section of wall that looks like it moves. It looks like it's on a rail. You just have to figure out how to actually open the thing. And that's what the investigation roll is for.
Well, thankfully, we've got a rogue with us.
Okay, I'm playing top sticks.
I have very high investigation. No.
But not
no.
What'd you get? That's not too
14.
Bad.
14?
It's not quite good enough.
Damn it.
It's cunningly hidden.
Got a 15.
You turn one of the heads of the dragon, of the dragons at the edge of the organ, and a little pound goes, and it opens up.
In your face, Slavi!
Maybe he's not a vampire at all. Maybe this is all some elaborate game. Well, probably not.
Probably he's, just vampire.
Probably
just
vampire.
We're really fucked right now.
In this world, like the skeptical belief is, come on, he's a vampire. He's an idiot. Of course he's not using science. That would be stupid.
What is science?
Maybe we all ate moldy food and now we're tripping.
Wait, did you eat some of the food?
I'm very hungry.
Burgundy.
By the way, Cornelius, Brown Jenkin, your rat.
Uh-huh.
If you ever want to send him off to do stuff, just let me know.
Well,
if he's within 100 feet of you, you can communicate with him telepathically. So, otherwise, he'll go off and come back and report.
So this door thing opened up just a smidgen?
No, it opened up.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Why don't I send the rat down to investigate and kind of hug the corners there and see if he sees
anything? Yeah, I mean, do we perceive anything immediately upon opening it? Or
there is, what's here? With the light that is shining in, it looks like it's a pretty big square space. And you can see like lots of arrow slits in the walls. It looks as though it's like, and judging from where you were, yeah, this is one of the front parts that came out.
So if you were asking about windows, here they are.
Yeah,
have fun trying to get through.
Maybe I can get through. I am not, skinny Russian woman.
Not that skinny.
Hey, careful!
Let
the rat investigate. Brown Jenkin, go check it out.
Brown Jenkins. Go check what out.
Is that racist?
Wait, is he going down?
Leroy Brown Jenkins.
am I asking him to go through windows or go through the secret door we found?
Well, I don't know. I'd like you to clarify that.
Go through the secret door.
I see. All right. Very well.
I will give you a piece of corn.
Can we all hear a rat?
Please.
No, you can't. No. You think I'm just crazy.
It's just squeaking. Joe, make that noise.
Dude, once again, your accents are totally off. That's not how my rat sounds.
No, that's an American rat. It's right here.
Yeah. Just because the rat's from Wales doesn't mean you can make fun of it.
Ich Uchmann!
There's a large defensive chamber here with several passages leading out.
Okay.
It is unoccupied. Will that be all, Master?
Yes, seriously.
Your rat is Charles Lawton?
That's how I picture
it. He's got a real ratitude.
What was for you? What are you growing up
with? I crossbowed Randy.
You're a warlock, so your familiar is a nice, friendly, happy animal. He's
here's
a
your
prick.
Here's your piece of corn, you prick.
He's your
get
slut.
Back in my cloak.
He has to live in there. That's why he's mad.
Very well. That and corn. Jeez.
Not a lot of showers in the Middle Ages.
Don't you want to give him cheese?
You know, technically, there is no corn in this continent.
I'm a magician.
On this continent, we call it maize.
They of the air bring him corn.
Yes. Oh, right. Hell corn.
It's red. It's candy corn.
Your mind cannot take looking upon the blasted fields of Iowa and hell.
So... moving into the space, it's a big square room with lots of arrow slits. There's an alcove to one end with more arrow slits, and that's like, as you were walking in the front door, if someone had been standing there, they would have had a perfect drop on you. And then to your right, there's a corridor that leads out. And looking down it, you can see that it leads to a big octagonal room, one of the corner towers of the place. And it looks like there's another passage that goes off to the left, so it's kind of going around the corner of the building.
Okay.
Well, we are here. We might as well keep going.
Yes, let's keep going.
All right. So, you turn the corner, and you can plainly see that at the end of the corner, slightly out of the range of his light, there is a spiral staircase going up and down.
I can plainly see there's a spiral staircase at the end of this going up and down.
Why are we can't?
You move about 10 feet, and sure enough, there is one.
He's right.
Now, point of order before we go bumbling off. There was a spiral staircase out in the entry hall. There's this one here, and there was the big grand staircase in the entry hall as well. So there are, and there was a set of doors. There's four conceivable ways you guys could go.
Funny, my computer gaming sense wants to go down just to see make my map connect.
Hold up there, Mike.
Down is where the monsters live. Let's go down.
Grand staircase, baby.
Why would a self-vampire live down instead of up? That's wouldn't you want to live at the top penthouse?
Because no sunlight.
Yes.
No sunlight. Right, exactly.
Maybe like princesses or something? That's I don't right. know.
That's where the sun is not.
Aren't we looking for the girl who's held captive?
Wouldn't that's true.
Parapet?
She's probably in the dungeon. Which is downstairs.
We're
maybe up in the tower.
We're in the tower. I mean, I just don't see what's the rush to go towards the monsters. Maybe look for treasure.
That's what that was thinking.
I make another vote that we do not listen to the heretic over here.
I vote for Grand Staircase, too.
Yep.
Because I have never seen staircase before.
Much less Grand Staircase.
In my country,
the Orthodox Church says you may not build building over one story. But
we don't have stairs; we just stand on peasants.
Yeah, that is how it is.
You know, that's actually not too far off the truth.
All right.
Well, the 20th century.
All right. Everyone who votes, we go up. Hold your hand up. Everyone.
Oh, we already said the grand staircase.
All right, that's three. All right, three people vote to go up.
We're going up.
Wait, voting.
Where do these stairs go?
Okay. Sorry, just one moment. DM bookkeeping.
Do.
He's writing a note that says, "I can't believe they went up. They're all gonna die."
That is where fire is. Nothing but fire.
Also, still
sat up.
Reasonably sure it's not butter.
I'm pretty sure it's just rainbows and sunshine up there. So let us.
There's much gear on top of castle.
That's where the party room is.
It's where Putin is riding a horse.
So. You make your way to the staircase, and it is a good 20 feet wide, and it goes up, and it kind of turns to the side, and again, it is royal palace. You know, there at one point was a red rug running down it that is all threadbare and worn now and whatnot.
What is soft thing on feet?
So you make your way, upwards. And after it bends to the left, it reaches a landing that's about 20 foot wide by 40 foot long. The ceiling overhead is vaulted, supported by big arches. There are frescoes everywhere. And you can see it's a beautiful picture of what looks like the castle that you're standing in. And it looks as though it is under siege by men on horseback. It looks as though this is the battle where Castle Ravenloft was conquered.
Hey, does it have a "you are here" sticker on it?
It in fact does not.
Hey, you, Randy's character, whatever your name is.
Simon Remigius Hellstrom.
I'll go with Simon. Do you recognize this? What's happening here?
Do I know any of the history of this area? Well, my history sucks. I don't
make
know.
A history roll.
Probably.
This is too far. If this were Wessex, you'd be fine, but okay. We're not.
Ooh, there. I have a good history, though.
Oh, yeah?
I'm sure that this is an important battle in the castle's history.
What's that say?
Three.
Okay. Not so much.
You have a shit.
I got an eight.
It's clearly a battle. A church boy doesn't study.
None of us, none of us know much about Barovia.
I'll roll anyway.
What the hell?
Never mind.
I will roll, too.
That would be funny.
Wow.
22.
What's your...
Right. Because she is Slavian. It's a final defense.
Yes.
I learned this in school. School with 100 children and one classroom.
Looking at the banners.
And no teacher.
And no teacher.
No teacher was a cat.
You recognize the banners of the army that is besieging the place. The foundation of Barovia, you know a little bit about Barovia, happened centuries ago. And basically there used to be a warlord who lived in this castle and was unbeatable because the castle is literally on top of a 1,000-foot-tall spur of rock at the edge of the mountains. There was a grand army who basically came and besieged the place and destroyed all of his minions and took the castle. And that was the foundation of the state of Barovia. And so this is clearly that battle.
Is big battle.
That's what I said.
And you know, now that you look at it, in the place of honor at the central dominant part of the fresco, there is a warrior on horseback raising his sword and pointing, you know, as if to gesture to the rest of the people. He looks remarkably familiar.
It's Napoleon.
It's Putin.
Might he be the vampire?
He has shirt off and he is riding bear.
It is actually Strahd, who you saw earlier. Only he looks much younger and less googly handsome.
This man, he looks like whatever the fuck his name was.
Strahd.
Strahd.
Back when he was fugly.
Back when he was fugly. Must be ugly duckly.
So, you can see that there are several other prominent warriors in the thing, and it looks as though their faces have been clawed out.
Ooh. In the painting?
In the painting. Yeah.
Someone had some ex-boyfriends.
And,
I think this Strahd might be a little manic depressive. That is a cutter.
Swipe right to figure
out. And ahead of you, basically, you can see that there's a big square, you know, landing. Two smaller staircases go up, and in between the staircases are two alcoves. And standing in the alcoves are these very ornate suits of armor that are holding maces, and the heads of the maces look like dragon heads.
Ooh,
and they're
maybe.
Standing there.
Metal!
I would like
to... This priest wants a mace.
...cast Detect Magic on those.
Is that a ritual?
No, that's... oh, shit, it is a ritual. Holy crap. Really? Detect magic is a ritual?
Yeah. Well, that's the way you... Well, you could cast it if you wanted to burn a slot. Do you want to burn a slot?
No, don't burn a slot.
I guess I'm not...
That's just...
Don't worry. Just witches, yes.
That is not a job description.
Witches, yes. What slot? No.
I thought that you guys make that mistake all the time.
Burn.
So, yeah, that's not a cantrip, so if I use it, it's used up until I get to
take until you guys take an hour
rest.
This guy definitely shops at the dragon section of IKEA. It's a lot of dragon stuff.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Let's go. Dragoon.
Worm.
Deerm.
How about I cast the cantrip mage hand on it and use it to try and grab one of the mages?
Really? You're going to walk up to those things and touch them?
No, it's an invisible hand I cast.
Okay.
And stuff. And it's actually not even that invisible.
Well, okay. It's, you know, it's a visible
hand. A ghostly hand. Little hand, hand appears.
Ghostly
yes.
hand.
Mm. Okay. Let me see just a moment.
Sam's making that, I can't believe they did that face.
Why don't we all just kill ourselves right now?
Let me describe these deadly looking suits of armor. I go up and investigate.
Chris licked
them.
You telekinetically grab hold of one of the things and you pull on it and it doesn't want to come loose.
Jiggle it.
Jiggle handle.
I jiggle the handle.
Do the nay-nay.
And I'm kind of like pushing at various places all over the mace and the soldiers and like goosing it a bit and whatever. Just trying different places on it.
You know, this is why they got thrown out of that last tavern.
It all feels, it's like it's all wired and bolted together and stuff.
Okay, yeah. So nothing seems to be giving or reacting to any sort of prodding.
Not really, no.
Push it down the stairs.
Does anyone have WD-40?
Stretch this place.
It doesn't have that much strength, his little hand.
Yeah.
All right. So
use two hands.
All right. I'm going to walk over there and pull the mace out with my hand.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, yep.
Here's what happens.
Oh, yep.
I need you to make me a dexterity save.
All right.
I'll so something bad happened.
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh, 13.
Randy all right. Randy wants to kill something.
So you walk up to the statues,
yeah.
And there's a click on the floor, and then both of them basically go,
yep.
And they swing at you.
Yep. And I'm guessing with a 13, they hit me.
Actually, that just says... Okay. You take 3 points of damage.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Had you rolled worse, you would have taken more.
Okay.
And basically, and now they're kind of hanging, you know, at the waist and the knees, as though clearly the whole thing was rigged.
And so that's why you don't touch strange masons.
I'm not the one who touched it.
We were going to be here for hours waiting for you to do it that way.
I wanted to see if anything else would happen this way. You're the one who's like, you know what, fuck it. I'm just going to walk up and dry hump the things. Let's see what happens.
So there you go.
All right.
You took a knock to one shoulder.
All right. So you're going to pick those maces up or what, bro?
So similarly, they're still attached to the thing.
Yeah, it's all like a solid.
You mean, am I going to touch the thing again that when triggered hits me? No, I'm not.
It's already spent. Refractory period.
Can we do a quick search of the room before we leave it, since it's a big room with shit in it, presumably?
This is just the landing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
This is just the landing.
Can we just walk past? Yeah.
Let's go up one of the stairs.
Let's go up the stairs. The grand room is apparently upstairs.
You know it's not good when the DM pulls out the monster man.
I just starts flipping through it at random.
At the back of the book, too.
Where am I going?
Wherever my little finger lands.
What does zombie start with again?
1,800 beholders pour out of the wall.
That would be the front of the book.
Please don't tell me. Please don't tell my boss I was sleeping at the job.
Do you go the right-hand staircase or the left-hand staircase?
Raise your hand, everyone's go left-hand staircase.
I always go left.
Okay,
yeah, let's do that.
All I'm right. leftist.
We're going left.
Get it?
You guys are horrible holy warriors. Just saying. We do the sinister thing, of course.
I'm a wizard. We take the left hand.
Yeah, I know. You're going to go left.
So you make your way up.
We go up the contrary staircase.
And you come into a very large chamber.
Oh, that's a big chamber.
It's 40 feet wide.
Echo!
Echo!
You're all going to die.
About 70 feet deep. It's big in here.
That's what he said.
As you come up the steps, your sword is the only light. Right?
I cast light.
And it is... Well, do you want to cast light too?
I got the cantrips.
Well, he already did it.
Oh, double light.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you cast
double
another light.
Double secret society light.
No take backs.
You notice that your light and your light are both kind of dim when they come on. But as you take in the room.
That's not good.
They're energy savers.
you're apparently cast fluorescent light.
Yes.
This makes my skin look horrible.
As you come in, you can see across. There's like a big painting here, and then there's the other staircase going down to the landing. So, okay, yeah, that's all good. And on the other wall right there, there is a huge window. A grand window that looks all broken and shattered. And it's just broken frames and missing glass. And it's looking out into the courtyard.
It's jumping.
And you can see torrential rain pouring down.
I'm not going to jump out. It's raining up there.
Yes, exactly.
Plus, that would make a quick end to this adventure. And we run like bitches.
You can't even see the ceiling because it's just covered in cobwebs and hanging
spider
webs.
Can I see the ceiling?
No, it's cobwebs.
It's because it's blocked by cobwebs.
Yes, it's not a darkness thing.
The maid took
And then about half, and the walls again are covered in beautiful frescoes, which
how big?
Are
how big?
Hmm?
How big are the frescoes? I'm thinking maybe we take one off the wall.
they're larger than murals and smaller than bas reliefs.
Yes,
just saying.
So
jumping.
They and they are again. They're worn. They're cracked. They're old. They're ancient and not well maintained.
Much like Chris.
Oh no!
God!
Wow! I'm sitting over here.
On your
left, immediately there is a set of double doors, and most of the way down the room there is another door on the left wall, and then most of the way back, about 50 feet from you, there is a throne.
Dibs.
Should we play a game of it?
That's cool. I set fire to a beloved character.
Seated on the throne.
Nobody cares, Vern.
Is a vampire.
Okay.
Same
and
vampire?
Now we need to roll initiative.
Wait, is it Strahd?
It is Strahd.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
He laughs.
We're fucking twice already. Fuck.
14.
What am I adding on to?
Your initiative.
There is a big here. Box yes. That says initiative.
18.
Okay.
14.
18.
Well done.
Yeah, 6.
13. So.
Just get 14. Sit back here.
Yeah.
Be in reserve.
Joke it.
Joe got 17. A 17.
Do you have 18? If someone would be good enough to write this down.
17. No, I guess.
You change it.
Okay. let's see. Sarah, Joe, Chris.
Are you Battle Daddy? What are you doing?
I'm writing down everybody's initiative.
Oh, okay. So you are Battle Daddy.
I think I go before you. I have 13.
So, Randy, what do you have? Yes, I have. You have 13. I have 6. Chris, you have
14.
14. Joe, you have
17.
17. And Sarah, you have
18.
18. Okay, Sarah goes first, then Joe, then Chris, then Randy, and last ball.
So you went on 18?
Yeah.
Duh. Okay. We're gonna give him a little soliloquy time here before we get into the fight. So,
evil man speech.
Yes, he says, "Ah, you are hunters after all." He says, "But now you will know why you are afraid of the dark."
I feel like I
now
should.
I will teach you why you fear the night.
I feel like I should pull a
it's
Jack
because
Burton.
It's filled with vampires.
So I should pull a Jack Burton and just throw my knife before he's even done talking.
So he stands up, and he raises his arms, and suddenly the room is full of bats.
Fuck.
About a billion bats came through that broken window, and they are all over you.
Bite them all individually.
Oh, the rabies!
Who's got an AOE?
So, and let me do this real quick. Okay. Alright, it's your turn. What are you going to do?
Oh, what can I do? So... can I fight bats? Make them go away?
Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. This is what we call a swarm of bats. Mm-hmm. So it has like an aggregate AC and aggregate hit points. So if you slash around a lot, you'll kill a bunch of little bats.
Hey, I played a swarm once.
Yeah.
You sure certainly did.
Okay, let's see. I will fight with my two short swords.
Okay, so you can actually take two attacks. You have your regular attack, and then this one is the bonus action.
I'm very coordinated.
All right.
All right, let's do two-weapon fighting.
Yep, that's what lets you do that.
Oh, okay. Okay, so
this one and this.
So I get plus 7 on my rolls. Okay, 21.
That is definitely a hit.
And ha ha ha.
25. Oh, that's nice. That's an even better hit. I'm not going to give you. Yeah, I am, because the swarm of bats haven't come yet, haven't acted yet. So I'll give you. No, I'm not going to give you a sneak attack. Aww. Sorry.
Yet.
There you go. D6.
Dude,
smash the shit out. It's my credulity.
D6 plus 4.
Yep.
8.
8, okay. And you hit with the second one, right?
Yeah.
So another
D6. Oh, another D6.
Two? With plus 4?
No,
second
plus
one plus.
Oh, that's right, it doesn't. Yes, yes.
So 10 total.
Okay. So you hack and there are a lot of dead bats everywhere. So, okay. Who's next?
Joe.
Yes.
Dang it, Slut Clown. I was going to give you some one-ups. Now I have to give it to the jerk-faced Hailstorm over here.
I'll cast a Protection from Evil on Randy's.
Okay. You just cast it. Okay, yeah. It's all good.
Good
move. Aww. So who's next?
I am. I'm casting Fire Shield on myself.
What's the number?
The fourth level.
No, I mean, what's the initiative count?
The what?
When you go? When does he go in the round? What's his number?
Chris goes at 14.
Okay, thank you.
Because we also need to know when the bats go.
Yes.
So what do you?
Fire Shield on myself.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well done.
Sound like a good move in this particular situation.
Okay.
So when you just surround yourself with fire?
And anything that attacks me within 5 feet gets blasted with, like, 2d8 of fire damage.
Yes.
It's pretty nice.
So, yes, he bursts into flame, chanting the names of the Dukes of Hell.
Are you doing that on purpose?
I'm fine.
I know he was flamer.
This is what happened to our garage.
He gets thrown out of so many taverns.
The bats also happen to go on 14.
Of course they do.
Hey, man.
Do they have swords as well?
No, they have lots
tiny
of
swords coming out of their mouths.
Lots of little teeth. And so many diseases.
Joe, make a bat noise.
No.
Sasha, the bats bite and rip and tear at you.
No, my beautiful face.
You take some damage.
Not that beautiful.
They're all in your hair. It's horrible. You take 1 point of damage.
Okay. Where are my... Oh, hit points. I see.
Rogue gets one lousy TV show and she's all like, I'm so beautiful.
Some bats attack you.
Uh-huh.
They take damage.
Presume 2d10.
Yes.
Where's the 10 sided?
Oh, right here.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. 5 and 6. 11.
11?
Yep.
Wow. All right.
Pretty good roll.
It is a good, it's an excellent roll. Okay, Maximilian. There are bats crawling all over you.
Spray some bat repellent.
So,
what did you do? Nothing yet. The bats go before me.
Is Count Strati, is he within grenade range?
What is grenade range?
Wait, are you going?
Grenade range is up to 60 feet.
Is Bo going? Because I go before Bo.
Yes, you do.
Yes. I thought you were speaking attack
sorry.
Bats.
No, we're doing the
bat
thing.
It's still
sorry.
Bat's turn. Yeah.
Giordano, bats are trying to attack you.
Hey, man, leave alone.
Giordano, you are actually getting bit up a lot.
Did I take any damage, by the way?
The guano.
No.
Ugh.
It's gross. The class,
you're wearing armor and shit, yeah.
It smells like grandmother.
You take 5 points of damage.
Ouch.
And then Simon.
Where's my hit point?
It's a very tiny number.
I took 5?
Yeah. Simon, you take 6 points of damage.
Okay. These aren't evil bats, are they?
You never know.
Since they've been summoned by a vampire.
They've just been misled.
I cast magical rabies shot.
Right. That lives under the
six.
Ridge.
Six, okay. Yeah. So, there you go. That was 14. 13?
That's me. And I'm going to cast Burning Hands.
Okay.
So that is a 15-foot cone.
Perfect for bat swarming.
He's always copying me.
Oh.
Stops copying me.
And,
but Chris's whole body is
all the creatures
fire.
In that cone make a dexterity saving throw, so...
All right. What's the DC?
DC is 14.
They did not make it.
Hooray!
Poor bats.
So they take... Oh, that could have been better. 5 points of damage.
Okay. All right. There are little flaming bats dropping to the floor.
I'm suddenly inspired to avenge my parents' deaths.
Yes, indeed.
Wait, were your parents bats?
12. That explains a lot.
11. 10. 9, 8, 7,
6. We have a winner. All
right. What you got?
No, no, hems.
Yeah. Oh, how far away is Strahd?
How far away is McStrahd? He's about 50 feet away.
50 feet?
Oh, he's from the Irish McStrahd.
We discovered his secret. He hates potatoes.
He hates potatoes. 15.
15?
Yeah.
Wow, that grenade pretty much goes exactly where you wanted it to.
Sweet. So, that's a 3d6.
Do you have grenades? Do you have, like, rocket launchers?
Yeah, the super...
Oh, these are, like, grenadier grenades. Yeah. These are, you know, the little black things where you light the fuse and throw it.
Okay, fair enough.
10 points of damage.
Points of damage? All
right. And I'm assuming there are bats around him, too, so... Like,
there are bats everywhere.
Yes.
I use my AK-47 that I made out of a bunch of medieval shit and fire.
Hey, they made it in 1949. They're still using it.
They had, rapid-fire crossbows, didn't they?
Is that the first round of combat?
Oh. Yeah.
This is the first round of combat.
Does that end the first round of combat?
They fucked up pretty easily.
Did you? Though. You already went, right?
I went, yeah.
Yes, this ends the first round of combat.
Then that is probably a good place to stop this episode on a cliffhanger, and we will return next week... when we will definitely defeat all these bats and vans.
Sure. We only have... Wait, what is a billion minus six? Is this left to go?
It's pretty easy.
Okay.
So we'll see you next week.